Well, hello again and good morning. It is Friday, September 20th here on NewOrleansSaints.com, 2 days before game day against the Cardinals, and the Saints still dealing with injuries on the defensive line, especially Tyron Walker as well as Broderick Bunkley did not practice on Thursday. Also, Glenn Foster returned, but in a limited basis, so we have to continue to watch that situation. Also prominently, safety Roman Harper has not worked yet this week, and we're going to have to see what that situation is about. Now, we know the Saints signed cornerback Chris Carr to kind of replace Patrick Robinson, but Chris Carr might be pressed into duty in Roman Harper's spot, maybe, because, you know, Roman might not be playing this week. We don't know yet. We'll get another update this afternoon, and we'll post it on the afternoon wrap. As far as the morning report here, we are dealing today with kicker Garrett Hartley, who has made 5 game-winning kicks in overtime or the fourth quarter for the Saints, and Garrett Hartley knows something about facing pressure. Okay, we're here with Saints kicker Garrett Hartley, the hero of the moment. 5 times, as a matter of fact, game-winning kick against Tampa Bay. It was your 5th as a Saint. Just what's the mindset that goes into kicking a game winner?
You know, I don't really think a whole lot changes. It's just you get out there and you do your routine, you take your steps back, and, you know, some just happen to count, I guess, a little bit more than others.
Have any of them, I guess I would assume that the one to win the NFC Championship game is the one that reverberates the most, but, you know, have you ever been nervous in that situation? Do you catch the butterflies?
You know, I don't think it's a matter of catching the butterflies is because, first off, I don't have a net. You know, and secondly, it's just kind of, you know, you get out there and you might kind of let it build on the sideline, but once you get back there, it's almost like a horse with blinders, you know. You just go get into your routine and just kind of let that take over with the muscle memory.
Now, with the routine, are you a guy who kind of courts that when you see the team is in that situation? Are you saying, you know, I hope we get in a position where I can finish this, or does it matter how you finish it? Do you want the touchdown and to get it that way, or do you say, you know what, I want this to be on me, on my leg?
You know, I think every kicker at this level would tell you that they don't necessarily want it to come down to them, but at the same time, they do. You know, if that situation does arise like it did last week, then, you know, yeah, you want it. You want it, you know, on your shoulders. And that's why a lot of us do what we do, is because we know that the pressure that it has on it and the correlation that it can be, hey, it's either yes or no. Did you make it? Did you miss it? Bottom line, do you get the W or do you not? And, you know, we were fortunate last week. Everything set up. The defense holding them to, you know, a field goal attempt. The offense driving down there. You know, 3 completions later, spike the ball, and then on comes the special teams unit and go home with, you know, with the W.
Now, Garrett, I got to admit, you know, in the NFL, and mostly before you got here, we're kind of used to, you know, baby-face kickers. So what's up with the whiskers now? Because most kickers are kind of, you know, clean-shaven and boyish-looking.
Yeah, I don't know. It's can't really grow a beard. Actually, I was hanging out with Willie Robinson a little bit before Atlanta game, and I guess he kind of referred to it as a baby gap. But, you know, it's also hunting season, and I'm a, you know, avid outdoorsman, so just getting gearing up for that, and whenever I can find time, whenever I'm not here in the locker room or on the field.
Well, that's Garrett Huntley, hunting off the field and hunting on the field for game-winning field goals. 5 in a Saints career, 5 times he's been the hero of the game, and so we look forward to him having more game-winning kicks here for the Saints. Well, we appreciate Garrett joining us here on the Morning Report. We will have further reports here on NewOrleansSaints.com with the afternoon wrap, myself and Rob Nice. And also check out Pelicans.com for the Black and Blue Report, which also posts on NewOrleansSaints.com. We will have written features also and more videos as the day goes along.